At their July 1st meeting, the Astoria City Council approved changes to city code with regard to waterfront development and homestay lodging. Both were second readings of amendments brought up at the previous meeting. The way city procedures work, amendments have a first reading, public comment, and council discussion in one meeting, and then a second reading at the following meeting to allow for more discussion and public comment before a vote. The council passed both agenda items unanimously. No one from the audience chose to comment on either agenda item during the public comment period. The waterfront code amendments were mainly housekeeping items to streamline code and did not address proposed 28-foot height limits for waterfront construction. That issue remains before the Planning Commission, which meets again on July 23rd. Homestay lodging amendments addressed issues such as specific property uses in different code zones and parking issues. These were also passed unanimously by the council. Councilors also unanimously approved the purchase of a new city street sweeping machine, which will cost a little over $300,000 for lease purchase.
An approved vendor of Sourcewell is Owen Equipment Company, and they're the dealer for Northwest Oregon. The Sourcewell contract price, which was established for this street sweeper, is $263,011. So the Public Works and Finance Departments have been working on a 5-year lease purchase agreement, and the lease and its associated finance charges could not be finalized until the purchase of the street sweeper is approved by council. There is a current estimate of $305,000, including the interest. So tonight it's recommended that council approve the lease purchase and authorize the mayor and city manager to sign the final documents for this new street sweeper.
The council also voted to turn over some lots in the Mill Pond neighborhood of Astoria to the Mill Pond Homeowners Association. The lots are buildable over water and have not sold, presumably because of the expense to develop them. The lots will become park space. And developer Paul Caruana received approval for his request to construct a wheelchair access ramp on 14th Street for access to the Astor Hotel building. Councilors also held a first reading of a proposed code amendment regarding solicitation of work contracts. This proposal will update and clarify city procedures, bringing regulations into compliance with Oregon law. It will codify practices currently employed and simplify the city's contracting process. The council will hear a secondary reading of the amendment at its next meeting and will likely call for a vote. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.